Okay, we continue with Masachas Beit Sadaf Chav Dalet Amar Aleph, the second wide line. So the Mishnah taught Zeh HaKlal Kol HaMechusat Seder, right? The Mishnah taught that according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, not all Biborin are Shavin, not all enclosures are the same. And the general rule is that anything which was Mechusat Seder, in any situation where the animal was contained previously in a certain enclosure, and it is still lacking tzeda, meaning it's not technically trapped yet, so then it's going to be usher to catch that animal on Shabbos, Yom Tov. However, if it is not mechusat tzeda, meaning it's essentially already trapped, so then you're permitted to go ahead and to retrieve the animal. So says the Gemara, Heichi dami mechusat tzeda. How do we define this classification of mechusat tzeda? So Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Meshmuel, Kol Sheomer. In any situation where a person would say, Have mitsudu nutsudenu, a person will say, bring me the items that are normally used, the utensils that are used in order to trap animals. So in that particular situation, we would say that it is mechusat seda, because the fact is that the person is requesting whatever instruments would be used, traps, nets, etc., in order to catch the animals. So that's how we would define mechusat seda. If a person can't do it with his bare hands, so that's a pretty good indication that the animal still must be trapped in a more technical sense. Amalei Abaye, the Abaye says, that really true? V'ha avazin v'tanagolin, when it comes to geese or chickens, she'omrim, where it is customary for one who is trapping these birds to say, Have mitzudu nesidenu, a person will say, bring me the nets, the traps, whatever it is that a person would use to trap these birds. V'tanya, but yet the Braisa says, Hatzad avazin v'tanagolin v'yonei hardasios potter. If a person goes ahead and he actually traps these birds, these geese, these chickens, or special types of doves, so then he's going to be potter. So what do you see from here? Just requesting the clay mitsuda, the havei mitsuda, sedanu, that itself does not necessarily seem to be an indication that the animal is mechusat seda. So I'm a rabbi of Runa Mashmuel, halalu boin l'kluvan l'erev, v'halalu ein boin l'kluvan l'erev. So Rabbi Runa says in the name of Shmuel that there's a difference between trapping geese and tarnagolin on the one hand and other animals on the other hand. When it comes to avozim and tarnagolin, they come lekluvan l'erev, they come back to their coop in the evening. And so even though the truth of the matter is it's sometimes difficult to capture them during the day, at the end they come back to their same spot, and so therefore when they are outside of kluvan, they are considered to be itzudim v'yomdim. Even though a person may say, you know, again, Havei Mitsudu Nutsudenu. However, when it comes to other animals that do not necessarily return to their coop in the evening, so therefore when a person says, Havei Mitsudu Nutsudenu, so then we say, Asur. Says the Gemara, is this true? V'arei Yoni Shovach V'yoni Aliyah. The boy in the Kluv and the Erev, we find that there are certain types of doves. Yoni Shovach V'yoni Aliyah. Yoni Shovach, doves that stay in the dovecote. V'yoni Aliyah, that remain in the upper parts of in the attics of the houses, they are born the kluvan le'erev. V'tanya, but yet we learn in the Brayis that sad yoni shovach v'yoni aliyah v'tziporim shekinenu p'tefichin b'habiros chayiv. But yet we learn that when it comes to these types of birds, yoni shovach v'yoni aliyah, and also another type of bird here, tziporim shekinenu b'tefichin b'habiros. Rashi says that it was customary to take certain utensils, certain containers made of cheres that were placed in certain sections in the wall in homes, and birds would come and they would nest there. But the Braisa says that when you catch these types of birds, you're going to be chayiv, even though they are born l'kluv and l'erev. So elam rabbi v'huna b'shmuel, so rather, the Gemara issues a clarification. Rather, this is what Rav Huna said in the Rebbe Shmuel. Halalu, these types of birds, avozim tanagol, and the geese and the chicken, boin lekluvin le'erev, umizonosan alecha. There are two features. Number one, they return to the coop in the evening, and they depend on their owners for food. And so therefore, now they are really considered to be not to be mechusar tzeda, because number one, they come back to the same place in the evening, and number two, they rely on their adon, their owner, for food. And so therefore it's really no different than having like a domesticated animal, a pet, that's in the house. Halalu, however, when it comes to these types of birds that are more wild birds, even though ban lekluvin le'erev, the ein mizonas analecha. Rather, they go ahead and they search for their own food. They fly out during the day and get their food. And so therefore, since they are less attached, they are not as tethered to their place, so therefore they are considered to be mechusat seida. And therefore, if a person says, Havei mitzudan, when it's a den, a person says, bring me the trap so I can catch these birds, so then we say that he's going to be chayv, that's awesome. The Gemara provides us with another possible chilek. Rav Maria Omar, Hani avidilu revuye, v'hani lo avidilu revuye. Another difference is that these types of birds, Yoni Shovach v'Yoni Aliyah, these types of birds that we said it's usher to trap them, they are avidilu revuye, which means it's easy for them to evade capture. They escape very easily. And hana, the honey, when it comes to these other birds, geese and chickens, so lo avidilu revuye. They don't evade capture that easily. It's pretty easy to catch them. The Gemara questions, really, is that true? Kuli nami avidilu revuye. I personally never try to catch a chicken with my bare hand, but the truth is, you do sort of get a sense that even these chickens, even though they can't, even these types of birds, even though they're not necessarily like, city pigeons, you get too close and that's it, they're off. But still, they're probably also difficult to capture. Says the Gemara, you're right, but lekluvlan kamrina davidilu revuye. It means is not that it's easy to catch them with your bare hands, but what it means is that hani avidilu revuye means they often escape kluvan, their coops. In other words, they are, again, not so attached to their coop, and so therefore it's easy for them to, again, bottom line is the same, it is easy for them to escape, avoid being captured, as opposed to other birds that are a little more dependent on their place, their places, their coops, etc. So therefore, even though if you actually try in the middle of the day and walk over one of them with your bare hands, they may manage to escape, but they are considered to be ein mechusat seida, and therefore it is permissible to go ahead and to take them on Yom Tov. Okay? The next mission continues with obviously related discussion having to do with trapping birds and animals. Says the Mishnah, Mitsudos, we're talking here about specific types of traps. Mitsudos chayiv ofadagim, whether it's for animals or birds, fish traps, shason me'er v'yamtif, they were prepared on Erev Yom Tov. In other words, the trap was set. And then what happens is on Yom Tov, you find animals that were caught in the trap. So then the Mishnah says, Lo yito behen b'yom tif. Elim ken yodeya shenitsudu mi'erev yom tif. You're not permitted to go ahead and take them on Yom Tov unless you're certain that the birds, the animals, the fish, whatever it is, were captured beforehand. What's the concern over here? After all, there was no malach that was done, even if you can't actually catch an animal or bird or fish on Yom Tov, as we discussed. But if you lay the trap beforehand, so you're not really doing anything on Yom Tov. So the concern over here is one of muksa. That's the concern. So it says the Mishnah that if the traps were laid beforehand, you're not permitted to take it because we have over here a safek muchan. We don't know if it's prepared beforehand unless you know for sure that it was trapped on Erev Yom Tov. And then the Mishnah says, Umaisa benachri yachod. The Mishnah tells us of a particular incident regarding a Nachri, a non-Jew. Shehevi dagim l'Ram Gamliel. He brought on Yom Tov fish to Ram Gamliel, and he didn't inform Ram Gamliel whether or not they were captured before Yom Tov or on Yom Tov. V'amar, and he says, Mutar and Hain. Gamliel says they're Mutar. Elo she'en ritzon l'kabel menu. But I don't want to take it. Right? Probably because he didn't have a good relationship with this person, and he didn't want to take it. But he did make the point to say that it would be mutter for me to take it. So the Gemara begins right away, pointing out that the Mishnah seems to have a story which contradicts the basic premise of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Maisa Lister is the story recorded over here to contradict the din of the Mishnah. Says Rashi b'tmiya v'chiderech hamadabim lomar. Is this normal for somebody to tell you din and then go ahead and quote a story which tells the opposite? What, because what was the din that was cited in the Mishnah? The din was, if you set a trap before Yom Tov, you cannot take the animals, in this case the fish, unless you're certain that they were captured beforehand. Over here, there's an incident where Nachri brings Gamliel fish on Yom Tov, and he doesn't tell him whether from before Yom Tov or after or on Yom Tov. And Rabbi Gamliel says, it's mutter for me to take them, but I don't want to. So how does that fit with the first part of the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Chasui Mechsara V'Hachiktani. No, really, there's important information that is missing here from the Mishnah. Here's how you are to read it. Safig Mucha Nasar. That if there is a doubt as to whether or not the animals, the fish, in this case, were captured beforehand. In other words, it's a Safik, once again, whether it's Muchan, whether it's been prepared beforehand. So then the din is Asr, says Rashi. Safik Muchan Klomar, Vizusha Marno Lo Yitame Henmi Safik, Tahanu Safik Muchan, Safik Muksav Asr. I read the Rashi too quick. Safik Muchan Asr, Virem Gamliel Matir. However, Gamliel says that it's Mutter. Maisanami, and now the Mishnah brings a Maisa, Benachri Yachot, Shehevi Dagam Lerav Gamliel, who brought fish to Rav Gamliel. Vamrin, he says, Mitarinei. He says, the Mutter, why? Because there's a Safik, and that's Rav Gamliel Shita. Then in this case, when you have a Safik, you can rule a Kula. Eli says, Shein Mitzonel Kavli Men. So now, let's take a Rashi. Rashi says, Safik Muchan, Klomer, Vizusha Manu, Litaman, Mi Safik, the Hainu Safik Muchan, Vesafik Muksa. For Osir, Lav Divri Akolhi. This is not according to everyone that it's Osir. El Plugta Rangamliya Varabishuhi. The Kamon Bishmaisim Masislam Brabaisa. The Gemara is going to bring later on a Bryson, which you'll see that this is Machlokas between Rangamliya and Rabbi Shua. So the Tanakhama over here represents the first sheet of that of Rabbi Shua, but Rangamliya disagrees. He says if you have a Suffolk, you could be Mako. And this Maisa seems to substantiate that he says, Mutarinain Ella She'ini Lutson and the Kabbali Men. Then the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel in Alocha Gamliel." The Alocha is not following Gamliel's lenient opinion, who says that Safek Muchan is Mutter. Ella, rather, like the Tanakam, who says it's Aser. Says the Gemara, "V'igud Masni La'ha." There are those who actually say that the Psak of Shmuel regarding a Safek Muchan, where he says over here that the Alocha is not Gamliel, was not said on our Mishnah, but rather was said over here on this Brisa. The Tanya, the Brisa teaches Safek Muchan. Reb Gamliel Matir, Reb Shua Oser. The Gemara says we have a Brisa. Rashi just referred to this. Machlokas between Reb Gamliel and Reb Shua regarding a case of Safek Muchan. And on this, Amar Yehuda Shmuel, Alacha Reb Shua. Regarding this, Reb Shmuel says that Alacha follows Reb Shua, the more strict opinion, Machmir opinion, who says that Safek Muchan is Oser. The Ikud of Asnil Alha, there are those who actually say that this Psak of Shmuel is going on the following brisa. The Tanya, it says, Shochtin min hanigorin biyamtif. It's permissible to go ahead and to shecht an animal, in other words, to take an animal and shecht it, if it's coming from the gorin, which means, similar to the word we used yesterday, bibarin, says Rashi, Shochtin chayos min habibarin, enclosures. Lefisha nitzodim yondim, says Rashi, because they are really considered to have been trapped beforehand. Rashi explains they're called, they have this name for technical reason, because of the fact that they contain these ditches and these furrows which hold water. So that's how it has that name. But really, it's a bibar. However, you cannot take them from traps, nor can you take them from nets. You're not permitted to go ahead and do that. Why? Because, as we explained beforehand, we don't know whether it was captured in this before Yom Tov or not. And this is called a Safek Muchan. Shimon Elazar Omer, Bo Matzim Kukolim Erev Yom Tov. Shimon Elazar says, if you come to the place where the traps are, and you see that they are Mukukolim Erev Yom Tov. Mukukolim means they've been, Mukukolim usually means something has been broken or ruined. In this case, it means it's been, the trap has been, activated. It's been, it's been dislodged from its, from the way that it was set beforehand, indicating, of course, that it had been set beforehand. Now, of course, in this case, we're not talking about a place where he actually sees an animal there, but he sees that the trap is mekukol. So, biyadu Hashem erev yom tov nitzodu. So, you can be certain that it was captured, that it was trapped from erev yom tov. And again, the proof is because the trap was already dislodged beforehand. So therefore, we know that the animal was captured beforehand. Mutarin. However, bo matzan. However, if a person goes ahead and he finds that they are mekukolim biyamtif, he first discovers that the traps have been triggered. They've been tripped, probably the best word. They've been tripped on Yom Tov itself. Biyodua should be Yom Tov Nitzodo. So then you know that they were captured on Yom Tov. Basur, and again, because we assume that they are Muksa. So as the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha. If you take a look, again, back at this Bryce over here, you'll see that within the Bryce itself, it's sort of self-contradictory. Because first it says, it says that if you come and you find that the traps that were set beforehand were tripped on Erev Yom Tov, so you know, you can be certain that the animals were trapped on Erev Yom Tov. Taima, it sounds like, what's the reason? The basis for this heter is what? Duba umatzim mukukolim. Because you came on Erev Yom Tov and you actually found that they were mukukolim. In other words, you can be, you have evidence that indicates that it was certainly, the animals were certainly trapped beforehand. Hosfeka, but this seems to imply that in a situation where there was a suffik, there was a doubt as to whether or not the animal was trapped beforehand. Why would there be a doubt if you didn't check the traps? Let's say you didn't check them, you didn't see it. And then on Yom Tov, you actually find in the trap an animal, so then the implication seems to be asurin. So that's what the Reisha seems to say. The Reisha seems to say that you need to establish with certainty that the animal was trapped beforehand, and if you're not sure, then we're machmir. But then the Sefer goes on to say, Bo matzim mekukalim b'yom tov. It says that if you come on Yom Tov and you find it as mekukal on Yom Tov, biyodua should be Yom Tov nitzodin. So then you could be certain that it happened on Yom Tov. Taima, again, the implication seems to be that the reason for this is the Bo matzim mekukalim, because you have come and you've discovered that the trap was activated on Yom Tov itself.
How do you know that it wasn't the day before and you just haven't seen it?
Because it means that you see that it happened on Yom Tov. I guess you saw it on Erev Yom Tov.
You saw it on Erev Yom Tov
and it wasn't tripped, and then on Yom Tov it was. But Hosveika, but let's say you didn't know. Let's say you didn't have a chance to see it beforehand, and you're just discovering now, and you don't know when the animal was captured. So then we'd say, me Erev Yom Tov nitzodu mutarin. So then maybe we'd say, well, maybe it happened for Erev Yom Tov and it should be mutter. So the Gemara is saying that the Braisa, with the words of Rav Shimon Elazar, seem to be self-contradictory. Because the Reisha leads us to believe that in the case of Safek, we're going to be Machmir. And the Sefer leads us to believe that in the case of Safek, we're going to be Mekah. So it says the Gemara, Hachi Kama. This is how we understand Rav Shimon Elazar. Bo Matzim Kolomir of Yom Tov. If you come and you find that the traps have been tripped from before Yom Tov, Biyodua, you know for sure, Shem Erev Yom Tov Nitzodu Mutarin. You know for sure that what had happened in Erev Yom Tov and it's going to be Mutter, Hosfeika, but in a case of a Safek, let's say you didn't check on Erev Yom Tov, so the Nasa Kamishan Nitzodu Yom Tov Asur. So then we say the din is that it becomes just like one which was captured on Yom Tov and it's going to be Asur. In other words, he's not saying a separate din, rather that which we're reading in the Sefer as a separate din is really coming as a description. Namely, that in the case of Safek, we treat it Nasik Kimi just like one which was captured on Yom Tov. In other words, Sveika Asura. And regarding this, the Gemara says, "I'm reviewing Shmuel Alacha Kareb Shimon Elazar." So, one thing is clear, and that is that Shmuel teaches, as quoted by Rabbi Yehuda, that we are Machmir in the case of Safek Muchan. But the Gemara presents three or four different possibilities as to in what context Shmuel said this, whether Shmuel said the halacha is like Rabbi Shua, or he said the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, or in this case the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Elazar. But in all three cases, the bottom line is the same, and that is that Shmuel says that in the case of a safek muchan, when we have a doubt whether or not the animal was trapped before Yom Tov, we are going to be machmir. Okay.
So why is this different?